You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. So who else but Jessica Webster would be here with us? You hear her every Sunday afternoon as host of The In Crowd. She's a writer and a food expert. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa. It's nice to be back.
Ah, we missed you. And we have a special guest, too. He's one of the owners of Ann Arbor's Logan Restaurant, Thad Gillis. Hi, Thad.
Hello. Thanks for having me here.
You're here with some exciting restaurant news.
Yep. We're just in the process to opening a new restaurant. Me and my brother, and it's called Chow. It's an Asian street food.
You know, Logan is well known for being kind of one of Ann Arbor's elevated cuisine destinations. You're Zagat rated. It's a place that fills up very quickly on restaurant week. It's a place where people go for their special occasion dinners. And it seems like when you're talking about this new restaurant, we're going in a totally different direction.
You are absolutely correct. Logan has always been my fine dining exclusive place. We've designed it around raising my child.
It's named after your child.
Yeah, it's named after him, but I did it in the beginning. I wanted a place open just 5 days a week.
Oh, okay.
So we designed around just fine dining so we could just manage so I could now raise my child. Now that he's 15, he doesn't need me as much anymore. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do something new, something every day, mm-hmm. but something still that was chef-driven and special. And that's where Chow comes in.
So tell us a little bit about the concept behind it.
Chow is my passion for Asian cuisine. Mm-hmm. And not just, it's like Indonesian, Malaysian, Chinese, Pakistan, Russian, even Mongolian. There's something about that flavors that are just so intriguing to me that I've just studied pretty much my whole life. We wanted to do something that was more everyday, just mm-hmm. open more. You know, mm-hmm. and less cheaper, basically. Mm-hmm. Cheaper price point, but fun to eat. Mm-hmm. So I just went through many different concept designs and names, but we finally really pinned down this concept of a chef-driven fast food, basically.
Mm-hmm. You are the chef at Logan, in case people didn't realize that, right? Yeah. So you have come up with all the food options for Chow.
Yes.
And they're all made from scratch?
Yes.
And you brought some with you?
I did.
And what are we looking at here?
I wish, you know, I'm always glad that radio doesn't have a visual component. But right now, I wish that radio had a smell component.
Yes.
Because it smells so good
it
in
does.
Here.
It does.
Well, I brought one of my dishes here that I'm doing. It's a char siu pork, and it's a barbecued pork belly. So it's been grilled, mm-hmm. then braised, then chopped up, and I make a special sauce for it. And then heat it up in that. So it's cooked up a second time in it.
And tell us about the bread.
So the bread is called mo, and we're going to be doing it. Chow's going to have three different things that we're going to serve. We're going to be serving bowls with many different options to go with it, kind of a build-your-own bowl, and then sandwiches, and then soups. And the sandwiches are called a roja mo, and that's what I brought here. We're going to make the bread in-house, and I describe it as Chinese sliders, basically.
Oh, okay. So when you were telling me about this originally, I was like, it's like Subway, but it's almost more like Chipotle, where you can start with a burrito or a sandwich.
Exactly.
Or a burrito bowl or a salad or a bowl.
Right.
Noodles are a thing. You've got special noodles coming in?
I got special noodles. We're getting some handmade noodles from Brooklyn Chinatown.
Wow.
I found an importer. They freeze great, and we cook them right in front of you.
So you pick your noodles, you pick the protein, you pick the toppings.
Exactly. So it covers bases of one of the problems that I find that, as far as a service point of view, is people with allergies or food concerns. Mm-hmm. Everything's component driven.
Yeah.
So I let you be the chef, essentially. Mm-hmm. I just show you what I think tastes really good, and it kind of all goes together, depending on your palate.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know? I'm a soup lover, so I'm intrigued you're having soup.
Well, Logan is always, I've done the soul soups for Logan, and I have literally over 200 recipes of soups.
Wow.
And we're going to specialize having them there.
Like what kind of soup? Does it qualify as Asian street food soup?
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do is going to be doing it'll be on the menu quite a bit, is a hot and sour duck soup. Mm. So I'm getting in duck, you know, carcasses, essentially. And we're roasting them and making really good brown duck stock.
Mm.
And then it's used like the Chinese black vinegar and then just tons of vegetables in it.
So you're taking all of this experience that you've built up in your training and then your many years of running the kitchen at a fine dining restaurant that's always had Asian components, so kind of an Asian feel.
Yeah.
And you're taking it and making it accessible, lower price point, wider hours, and letting people kind of get this homemade, excellent food, but at a low price point.
Exactly. And the places, we got it set up, the inside, the interior, we have it like set up kind of like, I would say a cafe, but we have plugs every... we set up for laptop and camping and hanging out.
Nice.
We got really good coffee, really good tea.
Oh, so tell us where it is.
It's on 208 West Liberty.
Okay, and that
and
used to be?
It used to be, it was the kitchen for Mark's Carts.
Okay,
oh yeah.
So it was like the, you know, Mark's Carts was on Washington,
mm-hmm.
and this was, they had to have a kitchen to store stuff and, you know, cook things.
So you're going down West Liberty. Starting to go down that hill.
Right behind the beer garden.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, will you be able to pick up some food and take it over there?
We're going to be having service staff up there.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice.
Because Mark's owns the building, Mark's Hodesh.
How long did it take you to come up with these recipes?
This I've been working on for the last 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
And I told Thad I'm a sauce person, and you brought some sauces with you.
Yeah, I brought some of the, addicted to hot sauces.
And you're not really, alone.
Yeah.
You know, the endorphin rush of spicy foods. And I've made two sauces that we're going to focus on there. One is a traditional sambal sauce.
Jessica was saying you grew up eating this.
So I was a teenager in the Netherlands, and Indonesia was a Dutch colony. So a lot of that food was part of the Dutch culture.
Okay.
And so sambal was what you put on your nasi that we had every week. It's an Indonesian dish.
It's ginger, lemongrass, shallots, chilies, garlic. There is a thing called gapi in it, which is fermented shrimp paste.
Oh, wow.
And then it's roasted.
Oh, and you make this yourself from scratch.
Yep.
And what's the other sauce?
The other one, it's called a Chinese hot oil.
Okay.
And it starts the oil, you infuse it with garlic and Szechuan chilies.
So, you know, some hot sauce, it's all one note, right? And you can just bring this up to your nose and you can smell layers of flavor.
That's what I like. I don't like sauces that are just hot, just pure capsaicin. I think it's...
boring.
Well, it's boring and it burns. It just hurts.
Yeah.
You know, I like to, there should be a journey through it. And you'll find that these hot sauces, they kind of hit like, oh, and that's hot. And then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially that's when it's by itself. You add it to food, it just changes everything. It's like adding acid to, you know, like vinegar or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when is Chow opening?
It is going to be opening the end of this month. I don't have an exact date because we're pending some, we got to get a fire inspection. We got to get our health department.
We'll keep the hot sauce away.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. I cannot wait.
I know. It's delicious. Thad Gillis is the, are you owning it yourself or do you have partners with this?
It's just me and my brother.
You and your brother who own Logan Restaurant. If you love Logan, even if you've never been there, you're going to love Chow Asian street food. And we very much look forward to you opening. And thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.